This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. The Daily Freeman rounds up reaction to the death of former U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey on November 22nd. His daughter, Michelle Hinchey, wrote on Facebook, quote, "Thank you, Dad, for teaching me how to have immense strength in the face of adversity and the audacity to never back down from something you believe in, that humor is always a winning strategy, that the best choice isn't necessarily the popular choice, and to always fight with courage," end quote. New York Senator Charles Schumer wrote via email, quote, "I've known Maurice since we've served together in the state assembly in the 1970s. Mighty Mo, as I used to call him, was a man of great conviction, principle, endless energy, and rare legislative ability. He cut a unique figure throughout the Hudson Valley and the Southern Tier and was passionately committed to the environment and to preserving that region's priceless open and wild spaces," end quote. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican, wrote on Twitter, quote, "We've lost an icon and crusader for our environment, our Hudson River, our region. Maurice Hinchey served nearly four decades in public office and left a living, breathing legacy that remains a foundation of our quality of life, not only in the Hudson Valley, but throughout New York State," end quote. New York Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat based in Hudson, wrote on Twitter, quote, "The Hudson Valley has lost an environmental pioneer and visionary public servant. We are thankful for his decades of advocacy," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the village of Valencia will pay the town of Kinderhook $10,000 more in 2018 to maintain village streets. Valencia's bill next year is $117,400. Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said that keeping up Valencia Village roads costs closer to $160,000 or $170,000 annually. At a November 14th Village Board meeting, Village Mayor Diane Argyle said the state has agreed to help clear snow from some of the curbs and gutters on Main Street and also from sidewalks on the two bridges that lead into the village. Also, a private contractor instead of the town will now mow the three parks in the village. The next Valencia Board meeting is at 7 p.m. December 12th in the Martin H. Glynn Municipal Building. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And two of the three local ski resorts are now open for business. In Greene County, Hunter Mountain opened November 21st, and Wyndham Mountain opened November 24th. Wyndham has four trails and one lift open so far. The Catamount Ski Area in Columbia County begins making snow November 26th in anticipation of opening sometime later this week. HudsonValley360.com reports that Wyndham Mountain spent $2 million in equipment upgrades this year. That includes a new conveyor lift to pull snow tubes back up the mountain. Hunter Mountain improved the drive units for snowmaking this year, too. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.